It's time for Vikings Country with Jared Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Jared Allen is presented by Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jared Allen, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
All right, Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes, let's make some noise. This is Vikings Country. You got to love this. This place is absolutely packed. You're going to love this when you watch this on FSN. Look at how busy this place is. We are 2-12 right now for the Minnesota Vikings, and still this place is packed, and how much they love their Minnesota Vikings. Let's make a little noise here. Who's excited about getting a new stadium for the Minnesota Vikings? That's got to absolutely happen. Jared Allen's going to make his way in here. By the way, we do this every Wednesday during the season at 6:30. Next week, it's going to be Chad Greenway. When Chad makes his way in here to Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes here at 4th Floor Mall of America, we are actually going to have Bar Olympics. It's about time that I have to throw down. Okay, I'm a radio guy. I have radio body. I know it's a mess. Thank you. But we're going to go toe-to-toe on Bar Olympics, and we're going to find out who actually is the better athlete. That's going to come up here next week, and we're going to have a cool opportunity for listeners as well and viewers that are here from FSN, a chance for you to team up with myself and Chad Greenway, and here at Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes, where we have Papa Shot, we have bowling, we have every possible game you could get into. We will be battling it out, so that will happen here next week. All right, so I'm just going to throw this story out because I was talking to Jared about this earlier. He's on his way up the steps right now. But I walked in to a sporting goods store just the other day. Now, we got a bunch of dudes that are here, right? So, guys, who's all got their shopping done? For dudes. The women have their crap done. Guys don't have any. Do you have all of it done? Are you completely done with all of your shopping? Not yet? You're really? You have all the wrong bits and pieces. Well, how come you don't have that already done already? Are you kidding me? So I go walking into the sporting goods store, and I walk in, and there is this sports bra that's sitting there. And it's no other sports bra that I've ever seen in my entire life. Not that I've spent a lot of time in the sports bra department because it makes me feel uncomfortable, but I go into this place, and it's got like this bra, and it was huge. Anyways, but It was so padded, it looked like it could take bullets. Seriously. It had a zipper in the middle of it, for crying out loud. This thing was so padded and so, like, I mean, just formed that I actually had to stare at it, and then I couldn't resist. I got to be honest. I walked over. I know the cameras are on. It wasn't on a mannequin, so it wasn't weird. I gave it a squeeze. And as I gave it a squeeze, I ran away and I went, is that so bad?
What'd you start without me?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? What's up? What do you know?
I know not to leave 45 minutes early, leave an hour early in this traffic. Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, but this, you're coming to the Mall of America, for crying out loud. This is when people are shopping.
Who shops at stores anymore? It's called online, people.
No.
They mail the gifts to your house pre-wrapped.
You just missed this. I was just telling a story about how I was in.
How does the microphone smell like butter? It's delicious.
Don't ask where it was. Just don't ask. Greenway used that last week.
Oh, nice. Anyway, nice.
I was just talking about how I was actually in a department store, one of the sporting goods stores, and they had these bras sitting there. And they weren't like any other bra I ever seen before.
Yeah.
They were so padded. It looked like it could take a bullet. And I couldn't resist. And I'll admit it right now. I'm a 39-year-old man in a department store. I walked over. It wasn't on a mannequin because that would be weird. I walked over and I gave it a squeeze.
Just the bra on the rack.
It was not just a bra. It was like the most awesome sport bra I've ever seen in my entire life.
So it was just padded bra.
Not just a padded bra.
You're getting all psyched,
dude,
about a padded bra.
Dude, it was like the lingerie football league actually was wearing this as a part of equipment.
There was nobody wearing the bra, just a padded bra you squeezed.
No. There was some woman walking around in nothing but a bra, and I thought, well, hell.
Haven't you? I mean, look, Victoria's Secret, look at their ads. You would assume that's what they do.
I can't walk by that place.
Oh,
it makes me uncomfortable.
Goodness.
Absolutely makes me uncomfortable.
What if dudes, you know, padded their junk Like women pad their tops.
Right.
And you guys call us, you know, messed up. You think we gawk.
Oversell.
Yeah.
Plus, you can never do the cleavage the same way. But.
It's called a mammal toe there. Must. Just know about it.
Hey, how about this? Let's start this way here, Jared, with Vikings Country. By the way, this is Jared Allen, everybody. This place is packed. Look at this place.
Late. You know what? I knew it would be. I swear. We just keep losing. You guys keep showing up. It's pretty cool.
Well, because they know we're going to talk about ridiculous stuff.
Oh, we're going to talk. By the way, we got so much heat. I didn't realize how popular our little show was.
Yeah, yeah.
You make a couple comments.
This is your show.
You make a couple comments about a couple cities, and
yeah.
All of a sudden, people get all upset. Well, I got a kick out of that, by the way. The fans of Detroit were hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
So they took it well. The New Orleans media didn't take it so well.
No.
But one guy got so mad. He was like, where are you from? Like, what if someone made fun of your city? And I was like, I don't care, dude. Honestly, I don't rep my city. Like, that's not, you know.
Right.
You're from Dallas, right? You know, I was like, no, I was born there. Like, Dallas sucks. I'm like, tight. All right, cool, dude.
Awesome.
And he got really mad. People in Detroit were funny, though. The one guy looked, he's like, Jared, look at the scoreboard. This time, I think we're losing like 28-7. Mm. He was like, I know why you want to kill yourself now.
That's brutal.
I was like, touche.
Okay, you got
it.
Me on that one.
But so you know, our little show here, thanks to you guys, is nationwide, obviously.
Well, and I mentioned this, too, because you and I were texting back and forth. I'm like, well, we'll be talking the next show is right into Washington, but we don't want to get audited, so we're not going to talk about that at all. But we will talk about this because you got the Army National Guard sweatshirt on over here. And it was, so how cool is this? This is a serious moment here. I know on this show, that's saying something, but the last American troops left Iraq.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. We've been there for a while, so... Actually, my buddy I got this new app. If you have an iPhone and you haven't had this app yet, it's pretty dope, and they better give me some money for repping this app.
Okay.
Voxer. It turns your iPhone into a walkie-talkie.
No way.
It's the coolest. And
that's
actually
awesome.
It really isn't any more convenient.
No.
But I get to use cool trucker talk.
So do you have a handle?
No, you know what? I haven't really thought of a cool one yet.
This is the snowman
or
something like that?
My buddy is the angry Greek. So I'm always like, angry Greek, you got your ears on, you know?
You got a smoker on.
Driving down
Smokey
the road.
Under 20?
Any Smokies out there, yeah. You know what I mean? Hey, 10-4, what's your 20? You know, so yeah, I'm using that kind of, you know, we get trucker jargon now, so that's pretty sweet. So that app is pretty awesome. It's really changed my life.
How often do you do something that someone asks you to do, and then you see it later and go, what the hell was I thinking? Maxim magazine, not that I'm saying that's one of those moments, but you had the Rambo moment there in the January issue.
I was thinking, how come I didn't do that earlier? Are you kidding me?
That
thing
was awesome.
Was dope.
Yeah.
It got me all tanned up, and that's the thing. I try to tell people, like, you know, just so you know, I'm not like that into my body.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy who spends countless hours like counting carbs and, you know, stuff like that. I try to just stay fit for my job.
Yeah.
But they always want to do a shoot with my shirt off like during the season, as if in like that's the greatest time I'm in shape. I'm like, I work out 6 days a week in the off season. During the season, maybe two, maybe. And I'm eating, you know, whatever keeps
recouping
me,
at that point.
Yeah, I'm eating whatever keeps me, you know, warm up here in the cold winter. So it's pretty funny. But, yeah, they put some – my hair wasn't quite as long then, so they put some hair extensions in.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, Rambo'd me up, rubbed some dirt and some oil on me. It was a pretty cool little shoot.
As long as they were saying it was a Rambo thing, you could put the extensions in.
Yeah, I was strategically placing the bullets, like, to cover my muffin top, dude. It was awesome. It was awesome. But the guy – so I hate photo shoots, by the way. Like, I know I'm pretty comfortable on camera, and I have a really terrible sense of humor that I think is awesome. But photo shoots to me are like awkward. You want to see me get like kind of out of my shell? Put me in a photo shoot.
Yeah. Because you have to hold one pose.
Oh, well, they got the makeup girl, then they got the people dressing you, and then you got a photographer who's like a legit photographer, and this is what he's getting paid to do.
Right.
And here I am. I'm like, I got two looks, dude.
This is
Which one you want?
Give me sexy.
Yeah.
It's one of two.
I'm just exuding it, you know? And so the dude's got me out there, and this guy's a heck of a photographer because he's getting the most out of me.
Right.
And he's like, I need you to scream for me. So I'm like, and he's like, no, scream. So I'm in the middle of Winter Park in the field house, screaming my head off with a toy gun, like, ah! Ah! People are coming out. Now I'm just drawing all sorts of attention. So the whole building's looking like, what is this idiot doing out there? And so it was pretty fun. It was good. I got a Muscle Fitness one coming out that's going to, you know, draw some attention as well. So I'm really hoping they do some highlighting, if you will.
Well, this is what I got to ask you about. This Vikings Country here is fourth floor Mall of America Skydeck. And how is it that you have not been on more national commercials with not only your ability? I mean, look at how you've been playing here in the last, since what, 2004 when you started up here, you got almost more sacks than anybody else in the NFL. You're playing unbelievable this season, and you're one of those guys that just has like this personality that's bigger than life. How is it that you're not doing more stuff?
I don't know. Somehow, some way, I'm not marketable. Like, right? The mullet was awesome.
That was dope. Not,
like,
yeah.
It's still in my heart. You know what I mean? I'm still, my wife even called out the other day. I had my cowboy hat on the Christmas party, and she was like, she started laughing. I was like, what? She goes, it totally looks like you have a mullet again. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just keep the locks flowing. Keep the curls rocking. And, but I don't know. Maybe I can't tell you. First of all, defensive guys don't get a lot. I would like to think that I could make a way cooler Geico commercial than Arakpo.
Yes.
The fact that he has to say his name 17 times.
Right,
like,
right,
Arakpo.
Right. Yeah.
Like, all right.
And he almost spelled it wrong.
But, yeah, I was like, did you spell gecko on there? But anyways, I don't know. I'm trying to get the Wrangler. I want the Wrangler ad.
Yeah.
I literally wear Wranglers 90% of the time.
Right.
How do you know? I grew up on a ranch. I rope, so I don't, you know, know where the disconnect there is. But I guess, I mean, I get it. My face, not the moneymaker. I get a lot of radio spots. Like, everybody's like, you know what? Let's just do some local radio with this guy. And I'm like, tight.
So I live that life.
This face just isn't exuding marketability right now, I guess.
Come on now. Hey, here at Skydeck, this is a handsome man, right?
Well, they've been drinking.
Yes, they have.
They've been drinking.
Heavily throughout the season because they know their family are coming over. I know that you're going to say this, and I know you have said it in the past, the sack record, none of that matters to you. But given the season.
Well, I never said it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I said it's not my focus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm close. I don't know if I'm ever going to get this close again. I'm going for it. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely going for it.
Yeah.
I was ticked that I missed a couple opportunities in the Saints game because Breeze, he has, like, eyes in the back of his head, and he just, like, he moved just enough to, like, you know, it was like the carrot was just right there, but then he moved. So, no, I'm definitely going for it. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm not going to get out of character to get it. If I get it within the means of trying to win football games, that's great. If not, it's been a great season so far, and I plan on finishing these next two games as hard as I can and see where the chips lie.
All right. Jared Allen here. This is Vikings Country. You're listening to it on the Fan. We got the second segment coming up on the way. Of course, we have to talk about the scouting report and really get into heavy football.
Yeah, we're gonna really break this down.
Yeah,
we're gonna break it down.
Yeah, we want to
break down the fact why none of us are wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. I'm just disappointed.
I thought, you know, I heard rumor that you were actually gonna throw one out on me, and I got. Someone rattled me when I got here. They're like, oh, he's bringing it.
We'll talk about it.
All right, we'll talk about that coming up here on the way on the Fan. And when you're supposed to applaud, it's like, wait for the music. We're at Skydeck Sports Grill and Lane. And we're here, fourth floor Mall of America. FSN is hanging out with us here. This is Vikings Country.
FSN.
This is Jared Allen.
Now they're like, tight. My name gets like zero applause. They're like, Vikings Country. Woo! And with Jared, some guy's like,
we
loser.
Don't care who's here. Honestly, it's
like, bring on the drink specials.
It's about time that I get my support.
Yeah,
you know,
what, Mus? You have been a rock for this show
for
many years. You are consistent. You're here week in and week out. And as I slowly phase myself out.
What do we mean? What are you slowly
You are just phasing yourself right in. You
no.
are just phasing yourself in. One day this is going to be the Mus show.
Yeah.
It's just
going to
say
I don't,
Mus.
I don't want it.
And you're going to show up and people are going to expect you to say really cool things. And you're not.
And I'm going to disappoint
Point
as
them.
Usual.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want this. I got to be honest. And by the way, if you can go into my negotiations with me with the Vikings, that'd be outstanding. I would appreciate that. Actually, you know, we've talked about that before, how you would go into my negotiations, and I really don't want you to be a part of it.
No, you should. Yeah. That's not a good thing. I'd get you extra money, but you know, I'd probably sell you. You know, you have to do some cool things, probably.
Right.
Or some uncool
cool things.
I would think they'd be cool.
I like that how you say cool things.
So here's an uncool thing.
Yeah.
You know? So, guys, you probably agree with me. Women, you probably are going to absolutely hate me for this. But I don't understand the point. So I bought my wife some Christmas presents, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a good husband. I buy some presents.
Right.
Have them shipped
to
the house.
You did it on yourself. That's awesome.
Well, kind of, yeah. I have them shipped to the house. And, you know, they're already in a box.
Yeah.
I just want to put the box under the Christmas tree.
You didn't wrap it?
Why? She already. I mean, not that she saw the gift. They're in a box.
Right.
So you want me to make it colorful? What's the point? Like, it's already concealing what's inside. That's the point of wrapping, to conceal it.
Right.
So why on earth do I have to put this paper that you're just going to rip off and throw in the trash on the box?
One earth, hon. One earth.
This is killing me. So tonight, I'm going to go home and wrap a box.
Well, you know, and I'm kind of with you because you know how much I am against ribbons and bows, because I think they're absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I think you got to kind of wrap a present. I mean, don't you?
It's hidden in a box. What if I were to use brown paper? It would look like a box.
It's true.
Right?
Haven't you
ever wrapped anything? You wrapped your book. Remember when you had to make book covers? You used a brown paper bag?
Yes.
What's the difference?
And you would write awesome things on the front,
yeah,
like Van Halen rocks.
Yeah, just, or like, I hate my teacher, and then she'd get mad at you.
Right.
You guys didn't write that?
Oh, and girls would write, like, their last name as a boyfriend that they really liked, and then they would hate that book the rest of the year because they broke up.
You notice, like, yeah, they'd always change book covers, like, once a week.
Oh, yeah.
I love Johnny. And the next thing would be, like, X'd out. See, Jesse's my friend.
I always hated it because when I was a kid and we were going to school, my mom and dad would always wait till the last damn moment to go and buy Trapper Keepers and stuff like that.
Yes. What happened to Trapper Keepers?
And so I would have one that would be like a Pegasus on the front. You know, it was just like, there's no way I'm not going to get my ass kicked.
See, I got one Trapper Keeper. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, if I ruined it. But, you know, they kind of, you know, nothing against Trapper Keeper because they were awesome.
Well, outstanding.
But, I mean, they didn't hardly ever make it through a full year.
No.
You know, that plastic always ripped on it, dude.
Right.
It was pretty cool, though. They had some, it was like, I don't even know what the surface was. It was almost like a dry erase, because you could you know, write stuff on it and probably get it off with some Windex. But, yeah, JanSport and Trapper Keepers were where it was at.
Oh, yeah.
I think I had a Transformers Trapper Keeper.
Oh, you were too cool.
Yeah, I was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
By the way, this is Vikings country here. We're with the fan. And, of course, Skydeck Sports Grill and Lane's fourth floor Mall of America. We do this every Wednesday at 6:30. This is our last show with Jared Allen. You know, and here's the deal. We got the scouting report. It's brought to you by Sports Authority, the official apparel partner of the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to get into something that I asked Chad Greenway, and he miserably failed.
Before you get to that, for some reason this brought up a point. Why don't you know something creepy that happened to me?
Absolutely.
At the Vikings Christmas party on Monday. So we're walking in. We got the new baby. We got Brindley there. We get Santa, you know, which, by the way, the purple Santa, whatever. Come on, let's keep it classy. Red it up, Santa. Red that up.
Red it up.
Anyway, so we get there. We take a bunch of pictures. You know, I was like, hey, Santa, I'm going to need you to get out that sleigh real quick. Let me get in that sleigh. And we get the
you
pictures.
You bumped Santa.
Actually, he put me in the sleigh.
Okay.
But so we get the pictures, and we're walking out. You know, the guy's like, oh, we're going to email them to you. Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So we're walking out, and he's like, hey, here, would you like your pictures? And we're like, cool. He goes, there's only one left. I'm like, what do you mean there's one left? He goes, you guys didn't pick them up? I'm like, no. He goes, oh, we printed a bunch out. So somebody in the Vikings organization took like five pictures of me and my family.
And by the way, we're giving those away here at the end of the show.
And I was just
on Craigslist.
That's a little weird. What purpose does somebody else have with somebody else's family? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On their mantle that you don't know.
That is weird. So you got the Redskins coming up this weekend, and the really important question is, Daniel Craig is in this new movie, and it's called The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Did you read the book?
No, I did not read the book.
I heard it's outstanding.
I saw some of the previews, though.
He said that it is no fun doing a sex scene. Now, that's his job. He's an actor. He gets to actually go in with what is going to be probably a very attractive woman and have a sex scene with her. And he says, not my thing.
You know what? That's got to be awkward.
Well,
at what point do you draw the line from acting. Oh, I was acting.
I'm a method actor.
Yeah, you go make out with some girl and go tell your wife you were acting.
Yes.
See how far that gets you, right? I'm just saying, at some point, I would think that would be a little awkward. Like, there's like, you know, I've been on a couple of really bad TV shows,
yeah.
So I know a thing or two here, right?
I know from what I speak.
I know. But I mean, there's a lot of people there. You got all these props and set, and imagine just getting like, all right, action. Like,
all right,
put
the body sock on, and here
just,
we go.
Let's just get all naked and rub on each other. Like, no, that's got to be weird. I'm with them. It's got to be weird. And especially got to be weird if you're married or both are married. Then, like, what are you going to go to? You're going to go to the premiere with your wife and husband? Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Emmy. That's Emmy winning. That was so beautiful. That was beautiful. Yeah, right. She's probably thinking, you kissed me in that spot, you son of a gun.
Yeah, but this is
weird.
This
I'm
is
sorry,
where you actually start selling the Oscar.
I couldn't do it.
Is that you tell your wife, no, it didn't matter. And, honestly, I hated every minute of it. So you're already selling the Oscar there.
I just couldn't do it. Just like Brokeback Mountain. You acting all you want. Acting all you want. That was aggressive. And that was aggressive.
We're already hearing the music right now. That means we only got less than a minute. Skins, Vikings, 30 seconds. What do you got?
Skins are going to get their butts kicked by the Minnesota Vikings. I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of
Rex Grossman.
I'm tired of freaking losing. Coach Frazier got his first win there, and he's going to get a win there again. That's all I'm saying. We're going up there to take care of business.
You're hearing it first. This is Vikings Country. We do it here at the Skydeck Sports Grill in Lane's Fourth Floor Mall of America, right here on The Fan.